The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Chris Robinson and his namesake, the Chris Robinson Brotherhood, dropped an LP and a companion EP just last year, but are already back to follow it up with a new album, Barefoot in the Head. I caught up with the former Black Crowes frontman to discuss the album's themes and songs. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound. With your music, you know, a lot of it probably gets road tested before it ever gets to the studio. Did these songs get that chance, or are we looking at more of something like a snapshot of the song's own youth?
We thrive on the spontaneity. And when a certain group of musicians who can communicate on a, you know, on a certain dynamic, or in a certain dynamic, I should say, you can make something out of nothing. I think this is about being open and aware of when the right thing shows itself, you know. And the other kind of funny thing is, you know, we've made a few records now and done a lot of sessions, and this was the second session that we produced ourselves. And we've never had an argument in the studio. There's never been a tense moment. There's just never been any of that. So, you know, the atmosphere when we're ready to work and what's happening should really be open and sincere and trusting, you know? And I think when you lay that kind of fertile territory, that's where your imagination and your form of expression kind of, you know, blossom. A lotus in the night, if you will.
Hark, the herald hermit speaks with words delicate and unique for the banquet.
And I read your press release on this, and you know, it's what you're talking about with this music, with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. You say our music represents an honest way of communicating with people.
You know, it's funny that we're considered in the jam band, but we're just kind of more lyrical and weird to be a jam band. Although, I mean, we're like rock and roll, you know what I mean? We still have like a good dose of rock and roll in us that makes it a little different. And then, you know, but we like to have this other side of us that doesn't make us just a rock band. So we fit into this other thing. And I learned a lot trying to do Escape from the Black Crowes in the early 2000s with the New Earth Bud. And, you know, just like Steve McQueen in The Great Escape, I was back in the cell bouncing the ball against the wall, you know, not looking nearly as cool as Steve McQueen. To me, I'm not afraid to take the mistakes and look at them. And when it was time to begin something new, you know, I really learned from the good stuff and the mistakes. I mean, we're living the life of true troubadours and doing it every night and, you know, living on the bus and playing five nights out of the week. There has to be something there other than just a paycheck and, you know, a gig. You know, it's just not a gig. You know, it's something else. And I think that's indicative of our scene as well, you know, like the people that are interested in the new people that start to come, they're like, oh, this is a little different.
Sometimes high, not the top. Sometimes high, not the top.
I was about to go to the next question, and I won't hit on the past at all, other than to say the small bit of irony in what you just said about this band being called the Brotherhood and there being no fighting, and then your previous band and whatever history and lore exists there. And anyway, side note, personal chuckle.
Well, it's funny, but I think you're subject to the kind of trial by fire you're born into, or at least the Black Crowes is what an amazing and unique experience to have. And I'm super proud of the music and the audience that we created. But that is, in a sense, you know, we worked hard and we wanted to manifest success, but it was also something that happened to us, in a sense, and the way the music business works and stuff. So, you know, I'm the kind of person who, you know, given the opportunity to do something else or something different, it's something fulfilling to me on a different level. This is something, or at least my perspective of it, this is something that we've built, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's different. And the motivation's different. You know, the parameters are different.
Now, I mean, the stuff you're projecting out there in the lyrics and in the music, because obviously music talks on its own too, I think is important right now. I think, you know, the message you guys are putting out there is important. And, you know, we sort of, and I'll hit on the song specifically too, because, you know, the first few singles that's made it out, I really centered in on Behold the Seer.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the quintessential CRB. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, and a lot of, I mean, hopefully the overall thing isn't too chaotic. You know, if you have a nice rhythmic pulse, you know, someplace that you like to be, you know, everything shows, again, like I was saying, you put things together, that song came together. I had the little opening riff and the kind of first little guitar solo and the verse, and then Neil threw in the chorus in like 10 minutes. And then Adam, when we threw that in, we played it around two more times, and then we got to where Adam's solo is, and I said, whatever you want to play, just go there and we'll follow you. And he did, and we were like, okay, well, that was that, you know. It really is works that way a lot of times with us, that quickly, that, you know, everyone knows where the other person's going when it's at its best, you know.
So that'll bring up the album title as well, because everything that you're saying really seems to embody that title, Barefoot in the Head.
That, you know, by the fall of last year, I started like playing a little piece on the bus. But, you know, I'm the verse and chorus person. And then we're lucky enough to, you know, still go into the studio and make recordings. And as archaic as it is.
Chris Robinson of the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. Don't sleep on their new record, Barefoot in the Head. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter /Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios at WFPK in Louisville, KY, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.